it is more crucial than ever in this crazy geopolitical climate to be able to evaluate and analyze evidence and arguments, especially given the abundance of information that is readily available to us within seconds. We are going to talk about how the ability to think critically may help you flourish in your profession and traverse the complex landscape of modern life. First, I'm going to give you 4 simple yet useful tips on critical thinking. Then we'll examine how these skills can help. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the Thinking to Think podcast, in which we are going to discuss the significance of critical thinking in our everyday lives. In today's episode, we're going to talk about why it's so important to be able to think critically in this modern world where we live in. It is more crucial than it has ever been to be able to think critically and make judgments based on information in the modern world, which moves quickly and is driven by data. Having excellent critical thinking abilities can help you flourish in your profession, your personal life, and negotiate complicated environment of the modern world. This is true whether you work in a corporate setting, a startup, a freelancer, or you're just your average person just trying to make it through the day. But what exactly do we mean when we talk about critical thinking abilities, and how exactly can having them help you in your everyday life? The ability to examine and analyze information and ideas in a logical and objective manner is what we mean when we talk about critical thinking. It's all about asking the proper questions, looking at things from a variety of angles, and keeping an open mind to new theories and pieces of evidence. Critical thinking can make you a more efficient problem solver and help you come to more sound conclusions and assist you in articulating your thoughts more eloquently in the workplace. In addition to this, it can assist you in recognizing your own prejudices, overcoming such biases, and arriving at conclusions that are more objective and unbiased. However, cultivating your critical thinking skills might be challenging at times. It necessitates making a commitment to one's own continual education and introspection. If you want to increase your ability to think critically in your life, here are some simple pointers for you to consider. Tip number 1, practice active listening. Active listening is a fundamental skill in critical thinking. It involves not just hearing words, but actively engaging with the speaker's message, whoever you're talking to. It means giving your full attention, making eye contact, and displaying open body language to show you're fully engaged. Active listening also indicates asking clarifying questions, summarizing what you've heard, and expressing empathy or understanding. Practice this skill by having focused conversations with friends, families, or colleagues. This will enhance your ability to process and analyze information more effectively. Tip number 2, ask questions. Asking questions is a powerful way to deepen your understanding of any topic. Effective questioning can help you uncover hidden details, reveal assumptions, and challenge your own thinking. When facing a problem, instead of rushing into a solution, ask why, how, what if, and what's the evidence. These questions will guide you in a more systematic analysis. Don't be afraid to ask for clarification or seek more information. It's a sign of curiosity and a willingness to learn. Tip number 3, take time to reflect. Reflecting on your own work and decisions, it is essential for continuous improvement. Set aside dedicated time to ponder your experiences, whether it's after a project, a conversation, or a decision. Reflect on what went well, what could have been done differently, and what you've learned. This practice encourages self-awareness and helps identify areas of growth, making you a more effective critical thinker. Tip number 4, seek diverse perspectives. Surrounding yourself with diverse perspectives is a cornerstone of critical thinking. Engage with individuals with different backgrounds, cultures, professions, and belief systems. Exposure to diverse perspectives encourages you to question assumptions and consider alternative viewpoints. It helps you break free from confirmation bias and see problems from multiple angles, leading to more well-rounded and thoughtful solutions. If you want more tips and really learn how to be a critical thinker, I recommend you buy my book, The Logical Mind, Learn Critical Thinking to Make Better Choices. This book is meant to you for you to practice your critical thinking and in the learning. At the end of each chapter, there's a series of questions to help you practice what you have learned in that chapter and help you expand your knowledge. So I highly recommend the book. It was years in the making. And with that, there you have it. The importance of critical thinking in the modern workplace. Remember, developing your critical thinking skills takes time and effort. And this is not just for the workplace. I want to clarify that. This is life. When we see things in the media, propaganda, rhetoric, anything of the sort that's trying to persuade you, it is so important to remember to develop your critical thinking skills. But the payoff is well worth it by exercising practices. You'll be able to solve problems more effectively, make better decisions, and communicate your ideas more clearly. And all of these skills will help you excel in your career and navigate the complex landscape of the modern world. Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Thinking to Think. Join us next time, where we're going to be exploring more of the communication and relationships and theories of critical thinking, as well as practices. So please like, share, subscribe, and I appreciate you. I love you. Have a beautiful day.